The Coaling Ladies of St. Thomas loaded coal for steamships in wicker baskets for about a penny per trip. But why were they paid in Mexican silver on a Danish island? It all has to do with an unlikely connection to a man at the Alamo. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. When steamships came to the island of St. Thomas in the 1800s, they had to be refueled with coal. That coal was unloaded and reloaded here by coaling ladies, who carried that fuel in wicker baskets on top of their head. But why were coaling ladies paid in Mexican silver on a Danish island?
Well, you know that little unpleasantness in Texas called the Alamo? That guy Antonio de Lopez de Santa Anna? Well, at the time of the Alamo, he's 26 years old. Most folks don't realize that he's exiled from Mexico 5 separate times. And one of the times he's exiled, he's living here on St. Thomas.
Vincent Doc Palancia shares the story about the coaling ladies here on St. Thomas.
He's got $5 million of the Mexican treasury with them all in silver. And I call him the first house flipper. He bought about 16 pieces of property here on St. Thomas. So that's how this Mexican silver gets into the economy.
But an event in America would suddenly change the way coaling ladies on this island were paid.
In Nevada, in 1850, you have what's called the Comstock Lode, which is the largest silver strike anywhere in the world. So now you've got all of this silver is being mined out of Nevada. Well, how does that impact here on St. Thomas?
Suddenly, the world market had a big impact on the value of what the coaling ladies were being paid.
In 1892, the price of silver has devalued because you've got all of this silver coming onto the market from the Comstock Lode. So instead of making a penny a basket, a dollar a day, they're making like 75 cents on the dollar.
It set the stage for an unusual work strike led by ladies on the island of St. Thomas. The conclusion of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Charlotte Amalie on the island of St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm Andrew McCrae.